You're listening to Tejano Gold Countdown, and it's proudly sponsored by our friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser, Bud Light, and Estrella Jalisco. Anywhere from coast to coast, you can tune in to Tejano Gold Countdown through some of our awesome media partners like KLMO 98.9 in San Antonio, Texas, and Radio Jalapeno, also in San Antonio, Texas, KXTQ Magic 93.7 in Lubbock, Texas, and Fierro 107.5 HD2 in the DFW Metroplex, and online, check out web stations like TejanosBest.com and BNetRadio.com. Also, want to remind you to check us out 24/7 and around the world online on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, and our official website, TejanoGoldCountdown.com. Avanzamos en el conteo y llegamos al número 18 esta semana, bajo un punto, un tema que se ha mantenido muy fuerte en los charts, Pequeña y Frágil, en la voz de Jaime de Anda. It's at 18 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Saber dónde estás y cómo estás. Quisiera, lo sigo esperándote como ayer. Fuiste de mi amor y corazón sincero. Yo nunca podría olvidarme de ti. Tan pequeña es, tan frágil es. Sin ti no sé, yo ya no puedo vivir.
Countdown, lugar número 18 de la semana, Pequeña y Frágil de Jaime de Anda, an old school cumbia norteña with a little spicy new flavor. Number 18 this week on the national charts.
Number 17.
Tal vez
Tejano Gold Countdown, number 17 on the charts this week, Tal Vez by Isabel Marie. Baja dos puntos esta semana, pero aún continúan los charts de la música tejana. Hoy en el show contamos con un invitado especial, Mike Torres III, bassist, vocalist and manager of La 45. They debuted in 2017, performing at the Tejano Music Awards Fan Fair in San Antonio, and they've been impressing music lovers with their high-energy performances and, of course, their ability to fuse the past and the present. That's why they got their nickname, the Next Generation Chicanos. So how do you bring all this magic together on stage, Mike?
Well, you know what? In talking to one of my heroes, Mr. Gibby Escovedo from Latin Breed, you know, there's very few people who understand what it's like to run a band this size. You know, with the horn section and full rhythm section and all this stuff, all these parts have to fit together just right to make something happen. When talking to him, I asked him, well, what was it like arranging for you guys? You know, because we do it all in the same room. And he said, we did the same thing. And as the band leader, his number one job was to keep everybody on a leash. You know, because he had monster musicians that were always trying to just go crazy and throw everything at the song. And he has to rein it in. And that's kind of what I do with our band. You know, we all sit in the room and everybody throws out ideas and they're all great and they all come out well and we can execute them. But I got to be the one that kind of brings it back to, okay, we're gonna shape it this way and we're going to do it this way. But it's really difficult sometimes to you know, the saying that the stuff that ends up on the cutting room floor for movies, you know, sometimes it's great stuff and you don't know until you put it out if what you picked was going to work. So it's a real tricky process, but it's made easier by having the level of musicians that we have in the band that we can sit in the room and just try things. You know, somebody has an idea, we can try it in real time. Somebody has a change they want to make, we can make it in real time and tweak it and fix it and get it ready for the album. And we actually record like that too, you know, which is kind of an old school technique that not many people do with horns anymore, but we put all five guys in the room and press record. So it's there's a level of pressure there. You know, one guy messes up, they all got to do it again, you know, so they gotta be on their toes and you know, we make sure to do as much prep work as we can before hitting the record button. We've gotten to the point too where the band just kind of flows as one, even though it's so many moving parts. You know, we're just a bunch of pieces that make the machine work, and everybody knows what their role is in the band and in the sound of the band, and that just makes things kind of fly by, and it makes it so much easier to expand that and try different things.
Really, if you haven't seen them, you gotta look for their performances. They're amazing. You're gonna be impressed. We'll be back with our guest, Mike Torres III from La 45, in just a couple of minutes, but I want to remind you to visit TejanoGoldCountdown.com anytime for exclusive interviews with your favorite Tejano artists 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 16!
Dios escuche mis penas, que me pueda suceder.
It's my pleasure to introduce another big band on the charts, but not just any big band. We're talking Mega, Little Joe y La Familia, Chavos de Línea, on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Órale, chavos de línea. Aquí les voy a cantar. Media docena de versos para un recuerdo de tal. Me voy a la penitencia, voy mi sentencia a pagar. Y el peligro desafiaba. Como ganaba dinero, del miedo no me acordaba. Ahora que voy prisionero, por eso no digo nada.
Ahora vas tú, Santiago.
Me llevaron para
entre 4 años regreso y yo licencia me da.
Tejano Gold Countdown, Chamos de Línea by Little Joe y La Familia, included on their new album titled Better Than Ever, live. It hits the number 16 spot on the national charts. And by the way, Little Joe is out with his brand new book. It's all about his life, the ups and downs, and yes, of course, all the good stuff. Just go to our website, TejanoGoldCountdown.com, and we'll hook you up. Coming up, we're going to be talking more with our guest, Mike Torres III of La 45, and more of the top 20 Tejano hits of the week. We'll be back with more Tejano Gold Countdown in just a bit.
La cerveza Estrella Jalisco fue creada hace más de 100 años y representa el espíritu brillante de la gente. Hoy, esa misma Pilsen Superior Dorada mexicana llega importada a tus manos, o al menos a la que no está asando a la parrilla o a la que usas como remo para tu flotador en la piscina. Así que si buscas algo fresco, frío y elaborado con tradición durante el caluroso verano de Texas, alcanza una Estrella Jalisco. Disfruta responsablemente. 2020 Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.